Now, we were talking with the Rose of Tralee last week. This is Caitlin Cummins, 2025 International Rose of Tralee, who won it on Tuesday night. She was in with us on Wednesday talking about her life to this point, her plans for the future, the fact that she was an apprentice electrician, and also the issue which came up throughout the Rose Festival of her being a member of MACRA and the connections and the friends she'd made and the jiving that she was doing and all of those things, the social connections she'd made through MACRA and other Rose as well, the Wexford Rose, also a member of MACRA. And of course, one of the escorts of the Rose of Tralee was a member of MACRA as well. So we decided to take a look at the organisation in the context of all of that. Mark Reardon,
Kerry
MACRA chairperson from Kenmare, good morning to you.
Hi, Gerry. How are you keeping?
Not too bad, not too bad. Now, Mark, listen, first of all, tell me about your own Rose. What was it like, the festival, for you as an escort?
In fairness, it was brilliant, and I think it's going to take a few days for us actually to summarise how it went, but in fairness, I had the Offaly Rose with me, Nicole Heffernan, and the girl. She was very easygoing. She made my experience very easy, and she enjoyed it as well. But the whole thing really just, it's such a flash in the pan, because 1 minute you're walking down Denny Street on Saturday night to maybe 15,000 people, and next thing, Thursday, you're giving grass to cows. Like, it was a very sobering experience again. It's going to take time to actually put into words what it was, but it's really magic. And to give back to the community the way we did and see the happiness it brings to the community, actually, and the members of the family of the Roses and escorts, a really special time, yeah.
Yeah, farming always brings you back to reality pretty fast, Mark.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we enjoy it. That's why we do it.
That's why you do it.
Yeah,
tell me about what it's been like. The connection with MACRA and the number of Roses and yourself, what was that like? Did that help you kind of with the social aspect of it, the networking, the preparing you, I suppose, for, you know, because you have to be pretty outgoing to go to be an escort or a Rose and kind of buy into all of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, I was fortunate enough to have known Cleona and Caitlin before we ever went into it. So I suppose when we met for the first time in person was in the Kenmare Bay the Thursday beforehand. Straight away, we're familiar with the two girls straight away because we had that connection through MACRA. Now, MACRA is also honing into the aspects of that whole communications piece, the socialising, that all helped us with that aspect of things. So public speaking, all that type of things, we'd no issue making a connection straight away, and it just eased us into it, and people could see that straight away, that between the three of us, and including Joe Hennessy, another escort of ours as well, we just had that knack straight away, and their skills we learned through MACRA, and it's something I suppose we've spoken about for years of how good it is for developing them skills especially, but I think since the festival, there's people actually coming up to us and asking us about it, and the conversation isn't led by, it's just a farming organisation, it's led by, how do I get involved in that? Because they see how well it's brought us all on as people.
Has it given a real benefit to the organisation, I think, the profile that it's brought over the last while, the fact that the winner of the Rose is a chairperson of MACRA?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's nearly about time in a way, because us who are involved in the organisation are blue in the face of telling people the benefits of being part of it. But Caitlin is such a good ambassador for the organisation. We can see her on stage, how comfortable she is in talking, how confident she is in getting her points across. And the same with Cleona as well. Just really, really strong people, and they made it well known that it's through MACRA, that's how they got to where they got to, and it's only from strength to strength they go, and they're incredible leaders and inspiration for people, I suppose, looking to join, and people already within the organisation, and hopefully this is something we can really build on and push forward for as an organisation, to use these people as ambassadors to get people involved in the organisation.
Yeah, is one of the benefits of MACRA, like there's a lot of discussion on farming, and it, normally when it comes to MACRA to farm safety, the fact that farming to a lot of people can be a solitary occupation. A lot of time you're on your own on the farm and you're working yourself. How important is that MACRA connection, particularly maybe for younger farmers who want to farm completely or farm as part of their work life, maybe on a part-time basis, that you have that wider connection, that you're not on it on your own at all hours of the day and the night, that there's a network of people there giving you advice, supporting you, and a social outlet for you as a farmer?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing with Mocker is it's very well structured. So say for your meetings, you might have a meeting once a week, but there's a good chance you're going to, or once a month, sorry, but there's a good chance you're going to have an event on every week. And because we cover such a variety of events, there's something there for everyone. So be it sport, like I said, be it drama, be it public speaking, it's not this thing that you can say, geez, I'm not interested in that, that won't really tick the box, where that mightn't cover it for you. There's definitely something else there, but it's about putting yourself out of your comfort zone. It's about getting out, it's about meeting people. That's where your development is done. You'll never grow in a space where you're comfortable in. You have to put yourself out. And we find that the more people, I suppose, give their time and give their commitment to it, that they can really grow and develop with the organization. And like, for example, the reason I got involved is I had cousins inside in it, and I was interested in the sports side as well, whereas now I'd be very interested in the public speaking, kind of debating, that kind of side of things. So that's how you change with the organization, and it brings you on to become, I suppose, a good person and just so outgoing.
How much have you developed as an organization in the last number of years, Mark?
So we had to develop, I suppose, because our whole dynamic is changing. So COVID played a wreck with a lot of us, not just Mocra. But yeah, we, I suppose, went through the rebranding from Mocra and a Farmer to Mocra to brand it as an organization that's just not for farmers. Of course, its roots started there, but we're trying to get to a place where we're bringing people not just from, I suppose, rural communities. We can take people in from urban communities as well to hone in on these skills and these different, I suppose, events and things we can run to try and bring on these people, to bring on their skills and meet new people as well. Like, Macra has opened so many doors for us when we've given our time to it. Like, we can go up the country and we'll never be stuck for a bed or someone to call or someone to fall back on, because we've made these connections over the last 2 years. And it really is a special organization in that sense, that once you fall in with it, you just grow naturally with it. And that's, I think, is something that is so special to the organization.
You'd encourage everyone to take a look at what happened during the Rose and just get involved, sign up, it's worth it.
Absolutely, yeah. And like, there's an online portal there where people can see where they can get contacts. Social media is probably one of our biggest ways of getting in contact. You can see everything we're doing, the people involved, contact numbers. And like I said, if something doesn't tick the box to you in one place, I'm sure there's another place we can do it. And what we always say is, especially here in Kerry as well, the hardest part about getting into Mocra is walking through that door for the first time. It gets so much easier after that. Once you meet the people and see what we do, it's something you get so involved in, that is the hardest part. But it's something we couldn't advocate enough for. We're involved in it with years, and it's we're so grateful, I suppose, to the Rosa Tree for after giving this platform, and to Caitlin, Cleona and Joe as well, to be such good ambassadors for what Mocra is and how it's brought them on as people as well.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, listen, Mark, thanks for talking about us on the program this morning. Well done again, and thanks for giving us your review. That's Mark Reardon there from Kenmare, chairman of the Mocra branch in Kenmare, talking about the Rose of Tralee and the connections with Mocra this year. If you're a member, if you have a view, get in touch with us on the program.